Media vita in morte sumus. In the midst of life, we are in death. Today's poem by Martin Luther was inspired by those somber words taken from an antiphon penned in the year 912 by Notker Bulbulus, Notker the Stammerer, monk and poet at the famous Benedictine Abbey of St. Gallen in Switzerland. Luther then reshaped those opening words of the antiphon and constructed a German hymn of three verses. Life is not portrayed as a safe space interrupted by death, but rather, life is something which is already surrounded by death. Luther had been an Augustinian monk, and this certainly reflects the Augustinian realism about human fragility. Sadly, 1 year after these words were published by Luther, Germany was indeed surrounded by death. It was in the throes of many spontaneous peasant uprisings and rebellions. Too many peasants had been holding on to their meager lives, suffering poverty and hunger, with the hope that the year 1500 would somehow usher in a new kingdom, possibly a heavenly kingdom. But it was not to be. Their hopes were dashed. The revolts were thoroughly crushed. In the midst of life, we are surrounded by death. The hymn also stresses that there is really nothing humans can do. We are not ultimately self-sufficient. Nothing can rescue humans from their eventual death. And this lines up with Luther's theology, which says that we are saved solo gratia, by grace alone. The powerful repeated refrain, Heiliger Herr Gott, Heiliger starker Gott, Heiliger barmherziger Heiland, recalls the ancient Orthodox Trisagion, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. These verses, appropriate for the penitential season of Lent, were also in olden days sung at funerals and even sung as people processed to the cemetery.
Mitten wir im Leben sind von dem Tod.
Barmherzigkeit, unser Sünd und große.
im Leben.